Mike. Michael, it's your turn now.
Don't throw a four, Michael, because if you throw a four, you'll land and go to jail. Yeah. So don't throw a four. Oh.
Come on, Dice. Brother Michael needs a new pair of shoes.
Woo! A big fat four.
Welcome to the slammer.
I don't want to play this childish game anymore.
Oh, Michael, don't be a sore loser. Come on now, it's my turn.
Don't throw a seven, Thelma, because if you throw a seven, you'll land at Marvin Gardens, where you'll have to pay me $1,200.
Yeah.
And that'll wipe you out.
No way!
Come on, seven. All right!
Look, I don't want to play this childish game anymore.
Don't be a sore loser, though.
One before that, too.
Hello, dear friends, wonderful family, and Thelma.
Hey, JJ, what's in the box?
Michael, a new thing we got at the ad agency. It's called Formosa Punch.
Formosa Punch?
That's right, a nutritious, delicious drink made from the fine essence of Chinese mandarin oranges.
Is it good?
Well, that's what I'm here to find out, Penny. See, we consumer testing this in different markets, and we want to find out what the public response is to. Go ahead and take a swig of it, there.
Yuck! Oh, my goodness, this is awful.
This stuff tastes like it's been strained through Fu Manchu's mustache.
I'll put y'all three down as undecided.
Hi, y'all.
Hi, Alana.
Hey, Alana. Good, good, good. We got a new thing at the advertising agency. We call it Formosa Punch. Why don't you get a taste of that? See what you think of it. Go ahead.
That sure is a pretty color.
Yeah.
Good Google Muck.
That makes three undecideds and one good Google Mugga.
Hey, listen, guess who called me today?
Ooh.
Frank Mason.
Oh, hey, Frank, that's
terrific. That's super. Yeah. Who's Frank Mason?
Oh, well, he's an old friend of mine. I used to be a building contractor around here before he went off to Alaska.
Oh, that's been about 3 years ago, huh, Alona?
3 years, 6 months, and 2 weeks. But who's keeping score? But anyway, he called me at the boutique. I told him to come by and say hello to everybody.
No wonder you're so excited, Alona.
Me excited? Me excited? No, I'm not. I'm cool. How do I look?
Terrific, Mama. Is this Frank Mason somebody special?
Oh, no. Nobody special.
Nobody special. Alona, you almost married him.
Rams, don't be silly. Now, Frank and I had a good time together, but it was just one of those things. It's him!
I'll get it.
Oh, hold it! Don't you do nothing, honey. Let me get myself together. Only cool and collected when he opens that door. No, that's not it. Push! Now.
I got a report about a busted window in your bathroom.
Yeah, that was 3 months ago, and we fixed it ourselves.
Well, I'm glad to have been of service.
Wait a minute, Bookman. The hinge on a toilet seat is loose.
Hey, that's dangerous. A person could get hurt that way.
A person did get hurt.
Hey, Bookman, since you're doing such a good job around here, how would you like a nice, refreshing drink?
Hey, don't mind if I do. Scrumptious!
There you go. I told you. Bookman likes it.
Booger liked it? What does he know? He eats hamburger helper straight from the box.
Then he eats the box.
I'm chagrined.
And you're chagreedy too, baby.
Oh, Mr. Bookman, can I come watch you?
Sure, Penny, but why do you want to watch?
Because Mama always says, you don't know which end is up. And I want to see how the toilet seat turns out.
Come on.
Well, since Frank isn't here yet, I think I'll slip home to my place. Put on something a little more welcome homeish, you know what I mean?
Baby, just seeing you is welcome home enough.
Oh, honey, honey, we're not alone. Remember Thelma?
Hi,
Thelma.
Michael.
Hey, JJ,
that's a jump shot, man.
Jump shot. What's happening, Michael? Hey, where's your dog sled?
Downstairs. Double pump.
Boy, with those bad threads, you must have really hit big in Alaska.
Well, I ain't saying that I done well, you understand? But, JJ, if I wanted to, I could buy me 4 Cadillacs. One for each direction. Look here, y'all. Alaska is just the beginning. I got buildings going up all over the world. Next week, I'm off to Caracas, Venezuela.
Well, that figures. You've been here all of 4 hours.
Yeah, but this time, we got something permanent to talk about.
Permanent?
Permanent, with a capital P.
We were just going.
We were?
Yeah, we were.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were just going.
Yeah, we might as well leave and give away some more of this Formosa punch. Who are we gonna give it to?
Who don't we like?
We already gave some to Bookman.
Let's see if Mrs. Bookman's home.
Well, that's a relief. You've been in Alaska so long, I thought you might want to rub noses.
Oh, yeah? Well, we can get down with that.
Oh, it's been a long time.
You don't know how I've missed you.
Oh, miss me? Oh, I should have guessed, you know, all those letters you wrote.
Hey, I'm not one for writing. I'm better at saying things in person.
Yeah, like goodbye, baby.
I'm trying to say hello, baby.
Sure, that's why you're off on the first thing smoker to Caracas.
Yeah, but I'm not planning on going alone. For you, baby.
For me. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, Frank, does Elizabeth Taylor know you stole her ring?
You better stop. I tell you what, you go on and try it on. If it don't fit, I'll take you out and buy you a bigger finger.
Frank, why didn't you let me go to Alaska with you like I wanted?
Like I told you. Hey, we were so far away from civilization that at the office party, we used to have to boogie down with the polar bear and pinch the caribou. Oh, Lona. What kind of life would that have been for you? We wouldn't have seen each other for months at a time.
Instead, we don't see each other for years at a time.
Well, look, baby, I mean, all that's over now. I'm back, and I got plans for the future. Well, Lona, you're my future.
Oh, Frank.
Okay, so when do we pick up the marriage license? Tomorrow too soon?
Now, sit down. Let me tell you some things that are important, you know.
Okay. All right, lay it on me.
Well, when you left, I didn't know what to do with myself. I ran around like a chicken with a head cut off, trying to find something in somebody to fill that void. But now there is someone else.
There is?
Yes. Someone that loves me and needs me. Someone you got to meet right now before we go any further. Honey, come out here, please.
Yes, Sugar Plum.
Negro, please. Now, you know I was not talking to you.
Oh, that means you got another honey in there.
I sure do. Come on up, baby.
What is it, Mama?
Mama?
A lot of things have changed since you went away. This is my daughter, baby.
Your daughter?
Uh-huh.
Well, she kind of tall for 3 years old.
Well, it's all them grits and everything, you know. No, this is my adopted daughter. Penny, meet Frank Mason, an old friend. Frank Mason, Penny Woods.
Hi, Penny.
Hi. Did you see any Eskimos in Alaska?
Oh, sure, lots of them.
Do they really blubber?
Blubber? Blubber is very big in Alaska.
It's very big here, too.
Hey, Penny, where's those little round things with the holes in them?
He's so helpless without me.
Well, Lona, she's beautiful.
Yeah, baby, she is the best thing that's happened to me.
Okay. When do the three of us go down to City Hall?
You still want to marry me?
Of course. I love you, Lona. And now that I've met Penny, I'm sure I'm gonna love her, too. Hey, we're gonna have great times tripping around the world.
But, Frank...
We'll have a ball. I got contracting deals lined up in every corner of the globe.
Frank,
We're going to town, we'll pick up the shots, passport, and marriage license all at the same time.
Oh, ain't life a bliff? All my life I've dreamed of traveling around the world.
And now it's all gonna come true.
I've got to think about Penny.
Well, what's to think about? Wherever we trip, she trips. Kuwait,
Ghana, Marrakesh, New Guinea.
Oh, Frank, you don't understand. Penny has been drifting all of her life. Now, for the first time, she's got real roots and a place she can call home. I cannot take that away from her.
Well, Lona, she'll love being on the move. It's one wild experience after another.
That's just what that child does not need, another wild experience. She has been through hell, honey. Now, what she needs now more than anything else is stability.
Well, wait. Darling, don't you think that if I could offer you one home in one place, I would? I got to travel. My life's out there.
Frank, you know I know that. Isn't it ironic, you know? If you had asked me this 3 months ago before Penny came into my life, I would have jumped at the chance. But now Penny needs me here, and I got to stay no matter what the dues are. I love you, baby, but I can't marry you, not right now. So, maybe you better take this back, huh?
All right.
Okay, but I'm not gonna give up on you. I'm gonna be in this town 7 more days, and I'm gonna try my damnedest to make you change your mind.
Oh, I don't think you can, but I'm gonna enjoy every second of you trying.
Well, right on to the top.
A good little girl. Well, when you finish that, I got a big surprise for you.
That's nice.
Aren't you going to ask me what the big surprise is?
Okay. What's the surprise?
Frank is taking us out to dinner. We're going to Fritz. Wait till you see the size of those steaks.
Woo! I like hamburgers.
Honey, look at this. You think Frank would like to see me in this?
Yes, Willona.
I should have worn my peasant outfit. Did I wear that Monday or Tuesday? Oh, well, it doesn't matter. It's Frank's favorite color. You know, he called me 6 times a day at work, talking a whole lot of nonsense. And I said to him, do you want to see something in a soft, pink, satin jumpsuit? And he said, yes.
Me.
Ow! Aren't you excited about going out tonight?
Yes, sure.
Isn't Frank the most fantastic man you ever met?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to take a bath. You pick out what you want to wear, and I'll find your matching ribbon, okay?
Okay.
Oh, Penny, can I borrow your bubble bath?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Hey, Penny, could I borrow some of your detergent?
It's under the sink.
Yeah, Thelma used it all last night to blast them refried beans off the pot.
JJ, do you spell burden with an O-N or an E-N?
Well, that all depends, Penny. See, you can use the E-N if you want to use a subject and nominative of the verb. But sometimes the subject nominative of the verb is not always available. Then that calls for an adjectival phrase, which is another whole story altogether. And then you have a predicate pronoun, which can be used once in a while if an adverb is not around, you understand? But then sometimes a nominative clause of the verb gets inverted with a pronoun. And then, if you want to use the O-N, then that's another case altogether. What happens there is you get one of them aristers in there, and them aristers can hurt your hand when you're writing. You know how you make those little things in there? And then you throw a gerund in, and then if you throw a gerund in with an arister, what happens? You get a dangling participle, and you don't want your participle to dangle. But you can use all of these things if you use a W or a U. But this is only in the case where it is followed by a Z.
Oh, E-N.
What are you writing anyway?
It's a secret.
A secret from the object of your main affections?
If I tell you something, will you promise you won't tell us all?
I promise.
Swear you won't tell?
If I shall blab, if I shall squeal, may I lose all of my sex appeal.
Okay. I'm gonna run away from home.
Gonna run away? What? Dear Mommy, I am running away from home because I don't want to be a burden anymore.
please go around the world without me and don't try to find me? Love and kisses, Penny. P.S. I love you. What is all this about, Penny?
I'm in the way.
Penny, you're not in the way, and you're not a burden.
Yes, I am, too. Mr. Mason wants to marry Mama and take her around the world. And she wants to go. Only she can't on account of me.
Whatever gave you that idea?
Well, I sort of heard Mr. Mason and Mama talking about it. And that's why I'm running away.
Penny, me and you got a lot of talking to do here.
You'll just try to talk me out of it.
Oh, no, I won't.
Yes, you will. You have that shifty look in your eyes.
My eyes are always shifty, Penny. See, that's my style. Now, what's all this about?
Well, I heard Mama tell Mr. Mason that I needed roots and that she couldn't be his because I was hers.
Well, maybe she's just trying to dump the guy and using you as an excuse.
But she kissed him.
That don't mean nothing. Plenty of my girls kiss me. And that don't mean they love me. Some don't even like me. Many of them don't even know me. They're just doing that to get me from leaning up against their door. So I'll go on home.
Well, I think Mama meant it when she kissed Mr. Mason. And we'll all be better off if I go away.
Oh, no, Penny. Well, Mama will be heartbroken if you left.
She'll forget about me.
No, she won't. She'd be miserable without you. All mommies are miserable without their children.
You mean like your mama in Arizona? Is she miserable without you?
Yeah, in a way, but it's a different story, Penny. Because, see, me, Thelma, and Michael, we're big kids. But, see, you're only a little tiny morsel. Under 18, a minor. And see, if the policemen heard about this, they'd come take you away immediately.
You're right.
Well, I guess now you know what you gotta do.
Uh-huh. I'll lie and say I'm an 18-year-old midget. Or maybe I can borrow some lipstick from Thelma, and that'll help me look older. Thanks, JJ.
You don't want to borrow any lipstick from Thelma. That'll make you like an orangutan. Well, I guess we can talk this over a long rinse cycle. What do you say?
Okay. I'll carry the detergent.
No. That's much too heavy for you. Here, grab this. It's much better. All right. I'll get the door for you. I see you're struggling there. Let me get the door for you. Come on out. Come on now. Let's move on over here. Yeah, there you go. All right.
Hey, Thelma, what's wrong?
Michael, I poured some of that Formosa punch down the sink, and the sink turned orange. And now I can't get it out.
Well, it'll be all right, sis. Hang in there. Hello? Oh, hi, Miss Johnson. What? Oh, Miss Johnson, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh, man. What? Well, maybe you got a bad can of Formosa punch.
They're all bad.
Well, why don't you try sandpaper? Well, good luck, Miss Johnson. Okay, bye. She's really angry, Thelma.
Michael, what happened? Did her sink turn orange, too?
No, her dentures.
Is Penny here?
No.
She left this note. I don't believe it. I think she's run away.
Run away?
Oh, my goodness. I can't... Michael, look. You go downstairs and see if you can find her. I know she couldn't get far.
The child is my life. And if anything happens to her, Thelma, I don't know what I...
Ramona, look, nothing's gonna happen. Everything's gonna be fine. Now, you stop worrying, okay? Now, tell me, what happened, okay?
We got Trisha. We're gonna go out. Then I found the note. Thelma, she's gone. I tried so hard to be a good mother. I think I'm a failure.
No, you're not, Ramona. You're not a failure. Everything's okay.
Maybe I was too strict.
No. You gave everything she wanted, you know?
You're right. I was too lenient.
Hi, Thelma.
Hi.
Hi, baby. I tried your apartment. You weren't there. You ready to go? Made reservations for 8 o'clock.
Oh, Frank!
I could change it to 9.
I can't find Penny. She's run away, I think.
Well, tell me what happened.
Well, I don't know. She wrote something about being a burden. I don't know. What's wrong? I don't know what I've done.
Okay, calm down. Now, have you called the police?
Oh, the police? I should have called them the first thing. I didn't even call them.
Okay, calm down.
You're a crazy woman.
She'll turn up. See?
Oh, Penny.
Oh, hi, Mama.
Oh, baby, where you been? I've been worried to death.
In the laundry room.
Oh, you mean you ran away to the laundry room?
How did you know?
I guess she read your little note.
You weren't supposed to until after I left.
Oh, baby, come here. Why'd you try to run away? Aren't you happy with me?
Oh, yes, Mama. But I thought you'd be happier without me. And that way you could marry Mr. Mason and see the world and other swell places.
What gave you that silly idea?
The other night, when we were talking.
Oh, baby, I don't want to see the world. My world is right here with you.
But you love Mr. Mason. You kissed him.
3 years ago, I loved Mr. Mason. But the other night when we kissed, we both knew. It was all over. Right, Frank?
Oh, right.
Then how come you wanted to marry my mama?
Well, for companionship.
That's right, just for companionship.
But I heard you say 3 months ago you would have jumped at the chance.
I would have jumped at the chance 3 months ago. But 3 months ago, I didn't have you, baby.
Then I am in the way.
Oh, Penny, come here, honey. Now, 3 months ago, some other woman had said, I'm offering you a house and security and love. Would you have jumped at the chance?
Yes.
Would you do that now?
No. I wouldn't want to give you up.
And I wouldn't want to give you up for anything in the world, baby.
You mean it?
Oh, yeah.
Honest and true?
Honest and true.
I love you so much.
You're back.
I never was away.
Well. Now, this is a joyous occasion. This calls for a swig of Formosa punch.
Formosa punch?
Yeah, look out.
I better go get dressed. I'm going out with Mama and Frank tonight.
Formosa punch. Penny, I'll help you.
Hey, y'all, wait up for me. I'm going to go to Jack and Box and talk to the clown.
Well, guess that just leaves us, Frank and Willona, down some Formosa punch. J.J. Evans can take a hint. Do I have to drink this delicious stuff all by myself?
I will.
I guess I'll have to put down another undecided.
No, I never dreamed I'd say this to you. You are one beautiful liar.
And you are one beautiful mama.
Oh, you do understand, don't you?
Yes, baby, I understand. Hey, and you know something?
Huh?
You made the right decision.
Oh, it wasn't the right decision. It was the only decision.
And I love you for it. Hey, pretty. If I ever decide to settle down in one place, this has got to be the place.
I'll try me again in 3 years, same time, same place.
You got a date. Let's go get Penny.
Okay, but look, you better write me.